for one qualifier, Miss Brittany Force. Just went 369.3, holding on to number one. It's been so many number ones. 333 miles per hour. Brittany, we heard you on the top end with Amanda. You sound like there's a lot of fire in your team for this championship fight. Walk us through that run, and let's talk big picture.
Yeah, that's a great great run for us, a great start. We've had success here at Vegas back in 2019. We won the event, and, we're in the hunt for this thing, and that's exciting for all of us. We're going to throw down. We're going to go for it. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be tough. There's two races left, and we're going to grab as many points as we can. So every single run matters. We're going to throw down every run we can, see how many points we could grab, and then it's, you know, race day. We start all over and throw down, and we're looking for four win lights. We want to get this thing done, but we need to do well this week, and we need to win here.
Questions for members of the media for Brittany Force.
It's an incredible role. I mean, nine out of the last 11, number one, something like that. How do you turn that into race day wins for you?
That's a huge accomplishment for our whole team to be able to look at our season and the number one qualifiers we've collected. That's huge. That's something to be very proud of, and that's David Grubnick written all over it. But it's all these guys, and I'm proud of all of them, proud to be teamed up with them. But we need to, you know, more importantly, yes, those number one qualifiers are great, but what's really great is standing in that winner's circle on Sunday. So that's what we're going for. Like I said, we're off to a great start with that, you know, that 69 run, and we get two more tomorrow. We're hoping to repeat, step it up a little, and then four rounds on race day. Absolutely. We want to win this thing. We want to, you know, get as close as we can, whether that's ahead or right behind him. In 2017, we were chasing him the whole way. So it doesn't matter. It may shift your mindset a little depending on where you're sitting, but we'll, you know, once we get there, we'll figure that out. We'll come up with a plan. We'll come up with a game plan and, you know, go from there. But right now, it's just one round at a time. That's how I like to look at it. If you look at the big picture, it does get really overwhelming, and it is exciting. It's fun. I'm glad we're here. But one round at a time, so we'll focus on tomorrow, and then we'll go into race day.
The whole Brittany Steve deal, it's been going on for a while now. It's a headline story. He has been clear. You know, he doesn't really like, you know, the whole one versus the other kind of deal. He's trying to win races. You know, what is your opinion about being involved in this kind of situation where two drivers have teamed up to win the last four championships, you and then three in a row for him, and here you go again fighting for this one? You just said you're having a good time, so you're enjoying the fight, but just give us some insight into how you are approaching that and the whole Brittany Steve deal.
You know, it's funny, the last few years it's come down to, you know, Steve and Coletta and in our team. So it's crazy. I look back at 2017, that seems like yesterday. Steve and I were battling it out, and it was the same situation. We'd run it up in Vegas. I red lit here in the final round, and to carry that over, that was difficult to leave that red light behind, jump into race day, you know, fired up, motivated, and go out and try to win the thing. And we did everything that day. We got a number one qualifier of the event. We won the race and we got the championship. So again, our focus is one round at a time. You can't look at the big picture. Like I said, it gets too overwhelming, and you know, that could change your focus. That could pull you out of the game. Some people, maybe they use that to their advantage. For me, I got to look at it one step at a time. That's always how I've been. So tomorrow we'll start Q2 and then Q3, and we'll go into race day, look at our ladder, see where we, how, you know, how it looks. And we're going to throw down. We want to win here. We did it in 2019, the last time we were – oh, no, not last time we were on this track, but in October. So we want to do it again. We're looking for a long race day, and we need to win here if we want a shot at, you know, the title.
Brittany, thank you very much. Congratulations on being provisional pole sitter.
Thank you.